That world-class research center is the capital city's own National High Magnetic Field Laboratory, where Kristen Roberts is the public affairs director, and once again, she's promoting the MagLab's yearly open house that happens this Saturday.
Open house is taking place on the eve of the Oscars, so it's sort of going to be a weekend of movie magic, and we are literally rolling out the red carpet for science.
Robert says the idea of a different theme for each open house is nothing new.
Last year we explored science and music, and that was very successful. More than 8,200 people came to have fun with us during Open House 2016. So science and the movies just seemed like the next natural step.
Of course, Robert says the central purpose of any open house is to give anyone and everyone a chance to see firsthand what's going on inside one of the world's most advanced places for scientific research.
Playing with science, talking to the scientists who are doing the research, building the magnets. They will all be available at Open House, as well as some new experiences this year as we explore science and the movies.
A link, says Roberts, that is stronger and more extensive than most people think.
We're going to be looking at the science of popcorn and microwaves. We're going to look at how the pixels on your screen really create a small screen or big screen movie watching experience. And this year we've partnered with the College of Motion Picture Arts to provide some insights on the science and technology involved in actual movie making. So they're going to show us how green screens work and actually showing us some really interesting new developments in virtual reality and augmented reality, which is starting to become a real thing in movie making now.
Robert says cinematic connected exhibits will include the hover transportation shown in Back to the Future. Also, for Harry Potter fanatics, a kid-friendly Hogwarts Muggle Science Academy. There will be a display called Honey, I Shrunk the Quarters, in which an insanely powerful magnetic pulse transforms a 25-cent piece, and just days after Valentine's Day, magnetic resonance imaging films that show what love looks like from the inside. In fact, Robert says the building surrounding the Mag Lab will also be showing off their science and technology, so make a day of it.
Innovation Park is filled with a number of buildings that will also be opening during our open house. So there's a lot to see and explore. So park anywhere in Innovation Park, stroll through the park, stopping wherever you'd like and ending up at the Mag Lab and stay with us all day. Try to arrive early. Crowds are a little bit lighter around opening at 10 and plan to stay all day. We'll have food trucks on site for lunch.
After all, neither movies nor some of the most cutting-edge research on the planet should be enjoyed on an empty stomach. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.